Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
And welcome, folks, to episode 6, the final episode of series 2 of Knobcast. We'd like to welcome you back to this very special holiday episode. Or most of it, anyway.
Was that it?
That's it. Not much more to say in the introduction.
Yeah, all right.
That's enough of that.
Yep.
Piano man.
Yeah. You got any sleigh bells on that thing?
No.
Ching, ching, ching.
I love
ching.
Me some sleigh bells.
Ding, 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 ding.
What's that?
It's actually sleigh bells.
Is that called sleigh bells? Yeah. All right. Wow. You know what? We should have done this last year. Instead of just talking about the carols.
Sorry.
You're about done there.
Yep. So, what are you saying? We should have actually performed them instead.
Well, Ed could have performed them.
Instead,
I could do the music,
them?
And you guys could sing.
Jingle bell.
Right? Something like that.
That's probably why we didn't do it last.
Yeah.
Year.
Right. Yeah. Better off. Better off not doing that.
You know, so. I heard some comments about last episode 5.
Did you hear them or did you read them?
Heard them.
Oh, okay.
And it was sort of to the effect that it started off a bit slow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm.
I might agree with that.
Until we got to the point where Andy dropped his bombshell.
Right. Okay.
Oh.
Well, what was the beginning? I forget what we were even talking about.
You know how we sometimes meander along without any sort of...
Right.
Converge. Sort of like we did that. This episode.
Well, you have to converge on the vibe. You know, you're out there on your own wavelength, and once you converge on the vibe, and things start rolling, it's a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So,
I was thinking about an introduction though that would be like chock full of power and just get people fired up and ready to go.
Okay, it's
probably too late to think about that now.
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, you have it already?
No, I don't, but I'm just saying.
That's usually how he rolls into it.
I know.
Self-produced a little bit.
We'll just talk about how good it would be.
Yeah.
But did you ever listen to that hit album, Kiss Alive, from 1975?
Yeah, I do.
No.
Do you know how... Do you know how that opened up?
Oh, I forget. I was a youngin.
It went something like this. It had the bass note, Gene Simmons... Plunk the bass. It was just a note. Boom. To set that low rumble.
Yeah.
And then they have the dude, the announcer, and he's like, "You wanted the best and you got the best. The hottest cast in the land. Knobcast." Dude, you know what I'm saying?
I've been all night on the set. Yeah.
Could you imagine how pumped up we'd be at that kind of introduction?
We're going to have to work on that.
For series 3?
Yeah. I like that idea.
Well, that's a great point, because this is actually the last episode of this series.
It is.
Well, that's making me a bit sad. Bit weepy.
Single tear.
Right.
Yeah, which is kind of fucked up if you think about it.
Why?
2 full series. Down. This one's not over yet, so.
Down the tubes?
We haven't got there.
You mean fucked up in a good way?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Like look what we've done.
Amazing, yeah.
Yep. We've grown.
From the rubbish we... spewed out in episode 1, series 1.
The rubbish we are spewing out now.
to this polished rubbish that we're spewing out now.
Just a different kind of rubbish.
Light years away.
Yeah. No, I was listening to some of that early stuff not too long ago.
Yeah.
And it was rubbish. I mean, it was pretty bad.
You got to think about it. Like, episodes 1, 2, and 3 are probably demo tapes. And then, like, 3, it's kind of like, eh.
I think three is where we started. I think three is where we started hitting our stride.
What happened in three?
It was all my genius ideas that you guys slagged off.
Oh, the stupid.
Well, if we slagged them off, I wouldn't say stupid. That's,
well, yeah. Let's not even get into it.
Well, they were genius.
The Wayback Machine, where you could breed your.
Oh, that was
sex slave.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, yeah. Anyone listening, I advise you to halt Series 2, Episode 6, this episode. Go back.
Don't do it.
Listen to Series 1, Episode 3, and how great it was.
No, because they'll never come back.
Because
once they hear that nonsense, they'll be like, fuck these guys.
Yeah, that it was such nonsense that we ended up having like 20,000 comments on that episode.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, 13.
Well.
Yeah, but... Yeah, it's just funny. I just find it amazing that, in a good way. Yeah, definitely in a good way.
But I mean, if you think back, I mean, it hasn't been all smooth.
No.
Sailing. I mean, we've had to go through a lot of shit to get
rocky
to this
roads.
Point. Yeah.
I think the smoothest it's been for me is Series 2, Episode 1.
Yeah, that's probably you're probably right.
Funnest experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you were hit in that episode, Andy. That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
Oy. But anyway. Hmm. So here we are.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, I'm a bit full right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I just had lunch. Why is that funny?
I don't know. It just. Well, actually.
All right, I'll go with that.
You look a bit full, too.
Thanks. You're the one who's been whining all afternoon about how fat you are.
My 4 month pregnant belly. Right. I know.
I'm actually not that full this time, but for the sake of the Knobcast, let's say I'm feeling very full.
Oh, you don't have to.
I mean, you can be honest.
No, I'm very full.
Okay.
Why? What'd you have?
Well, I went to out to eat. Went to this restaurant in Providence called Rira.
Oh, yeah, good one.
I've heard of that.
I was there.
Yeah, I had some bangers and mash.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. There was some trouble with the bangers and mash, weren't there?
There was?
Well, we didn't know if it was going to be available. Off the menu, we thought.
Yeah, they were off the menu.
It was panic.
But then...
That's funny that you sort of introduced that like a plot point. Like, ooh. Introduced the tension.
Well, ooh, it was rough. I mean, because...
He almost didn't get his bangers and mash.
Andy was distraught. He almost stormed off. Screw this place. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Nice.
I don't know.
I had a delicious shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
That place kicks ass for shepherd's pie.
Yeah. It looks pretty good.
Their potatoes are like they were whipped in heaven and then sort of dropped down
to earth
and then
covered a nice boat of beef.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is it really hot?
No.
No, that's good. Sometimes it's too hot to eat, you know?
Right.
Because they bake it, and it's like, man.
Yeah, brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Did you have anything while you were there?
I had my favorite that they serve is the Irish breakfast.
Really?
Yeah. So good.
With extra...
Yeah, a few extra black puddings. Yep.
Nice.
Actually, I only asked her for two. Oh, you know what? I said two. Maybe she thought I meant two extra sides. So I got four extra ones.
Either way, there was like 10 blood puddings.
I had like
there.
Seven or... It was like eight, six black
It was a shitload of blood puddings.
Yeah.
Now, is it blood pudding or black pudding?
It's
though?
Definitely blood.
It's black pudding, but it has blood in it.
Hmm.
So it's black and white. That's what they call them.
There is something called blood pudding, too,
there is.
Though. But is that different?
Different.
Made differently?
I think so, yeah.
Not just a different name, then?
No, I think it is different.
Okay.
It's more soupy, I think. Okay. We're going to have to look it up.
All right.
The blood isn't fully congealed.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm not the expert, but I do know I love them at Rira. And when I was in Ireland, I couldn't get enough of them. So,
what's involved in an Irish breakfast? What do you get when you order that?
Oh, you get your puddings, black and white. You get a little grilled tomato. You get some grilled rashers. You get some baked beans. You get some bangers. And then you get a couple eggs any way you like.
It sounds disgusting
to
me.
It's tremendous.
Is it?
Oh, so good.
Huh.
So good. I almost slapped that waitress's hand for trying to take my plate away.
Right, you had a few morsels of food
I
left.
Did.
She's like, oh, you all done with that?
And I said, no, I'm going all the way. Right. All the way, baby. Step off. Step off, Emmy.
So this was Rira's in downtown Providence.
Yeah.
Irish pub, right?
Yeah.
Really good joint.
I think it's called Rira.
Rira.
Re-rah, yeah. Why, what did he say?
Re-rahs.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's a bad habit.
Yeah, you just stick an S at the end of everything.
Well, I guess what I was trying to get at is, I know last episode we were talking about trying to get them as one of our growing list of sponsors, and were you able to actually get a contract going with them? And
Actually, yeah, that squirrely guy with that weak mustache that came by our table actually signed on last week. And
yeah, well,
he's the one that asked us how our food was, right?
Yeah.
But we weren't sure he actually worked there.
Right. He didn't look like he worked there.
No, he didn't.
He was a bit timid. I think it was one of his first days on the job as manager. He didn't really look quite up to the... He looked a little apprehensive coming up to
the table. The place doesn't go downhill now.
No. I think they'll be all right.
I always want to say, like, when some bloke like that comes over and you have no idea who they are and they're like, oh, how is everything? And he's like...
Fuck you.
Fuck you, sir. Everything's fine.
Is exactly. that what you're going to say?
No, but those are great.
Why you want to touch my dick?
Easy there.
Sorry.
It's a little early in the knobcast.
Yeah, you have to see it.
No? Oh. Really done? Oh.
It's the new hit comedy series on HBO, Summer High Tide.
Okay. Summer High Tide.
Yeah.
Huh. How's that?
It's good. It's funny, yeah. It's not blow your mind funny, but it's entertaining.
Was that one of the characters from it?
Jonah Takalua.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
He sounds like an islander.
He is an islander. Going to the public school.
What island is that?
I'm not sure. One of the Pacific Islands. But they don't explicitly say.
Could it be Tasmania?
It might be.
Hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah. So
sponsor.
Yeah, getting back to that.
So the manager. Yeah, the guy that we saw today. He was the guy that,
signed
the contract and got everything.
Did he know what he was signing?
Excuse me. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all laid out for him and everything.
Had you played him like examples of prior work that Codme has done?
Yeah, I gave him some Codme ink tapes of the Centerfields bit that they had done, which has brought in loads of business for Centerfields and Canton.
Oddly enough, their Wednesdays are doing great. Their Thursdays not so much.
Not so much, yeah. But I'm not sure why that is, but they still a slight... business on Thursday. It's a good business. You know, Wednesday, though, is really packing it in. So.
Well, so was Codme able to, since the contract was signed, was Codme or Come On Down Marketing Enterprises, Inc., were they able to actually get an advert recorded in time for tonight's episode?
Yeah, they dropped it off at my house over the weekend, so we've got it here for you.
By courier?
By courier pigeon, actually.
That's brilliant.
He flew in, smashed into my window, and dropped it on the front lawn. I was like, oh, the tape's here.
What'd you think? Was it good?
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Listened to it?
Yeah, they're still doing all right. So I think they'll be happy with it. You know, I dropped off a copy to the guy when we were down there. So
I say if it's half as good as their other stuff, this is going to be gold.
Yeah, should be.
Yeah. Is it anything like what they did before?
It's slightly, different, it's a little bit insane, but...
all right.
But no, I mean, different clients, they try to...
Maybe a bit of a departure then.
Yeah, they try
We'll have to listen.
Spread it around a little bit,
Yeah, right.
Does at least say come on down at the beginning?
That
seems to be a trademark.
I think I remember it does, yeah. Right. I listened to it yesterday afternoon, so...
That's good.
Well, should we go ahead and play it then?
Maybe they got a different voice, though, this time.
Probably not.
No.
They're pretty one-dimensional advert organization. You all right this
morning? Yeah, I'm all right. I just lost my breath for a minute.
Heartburn?
Yeah. Too many black puddings.
Well, let's play that recording.
Why don't you cue it up, Greg?
All right. Actually, while you guys were gabbing, I did cue up the massive reel-to-reel.
Nice.
And, let's go ahead and play it.
Okay.
Hope you guys enjoy the debut of Re-Raw advert. Let's go.
Click.
Come on down to Re-Raw in lovely downtown Providence, Rhode Island. Step into Re-Raw and leave your troubles behind. Take a seat with your friends at one of our lovely elevated tables and enjoy the somewhat kitschy Irish decor. Hungry?
enjoy one of the delicious dishes that made Rira famous, such as bangers and mash, shepherd's pie, fish and chips, or an artery-clogging, nearly heart-stopping Irish breakfast. Really hungry? Order up a Knobcast Irish breakfast special and receive two extra black puddings made with real blood. It's true, I asked. Wash down your meal with one of our Irish favorites, Guinness Stout or Corona. If it's entertainment you're looking for, stick around after dinner on Friday nights and marvel at the influx of top-shelf hags from Mattapoisett and other exotic locales. Then get ready for some truly mediocre live music from one of our untalented house cover bands. Don't forget to tip your server. 30 to 40% is not out of the question if you think she's kind of hot. Rira in lovely downtown Providence. Come on down. So, yeah, that's what
was that
manager Dick got for whatever his name was.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so.
Whatever he spent, I'd say it's money well spent.
Well spent. I have to agree. They do a heck of a job up there at Codme.
Well, if Rira were struggling at all before,
forget
not any longer.
Forget it.
No.
They'll have to turn people away.
Yep.
Jesus. So how does the flow of money go then? The restaurant manager contracts with Codme Inc.
Yes, yeah.
And then...
he just cuts them a check and that's it.
And then when we play the advert on our broadcast... Mm-hmm. Codme Inc. pays us per broadcast? How does that work?
That's a good question. I haven't seen...
Where's our money coming from? That's what I want to know.
I think Codme Inc. actually subsidizes it to us. So they give us some...
What?
Seems like a yawn.
I don't know.
Is Codme Inc.
I don't even know if we're getting paid for this, to be
Somebody
honest.
Is.
Well, we're providing, if that's the case, we're providing free advertisement space.
Hmm.
Is Codme Inc. even affiliated with Knobcast Enterprises?
Separate company.
Is
separate
it?
Company, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Do they advertise anywhere else?
I don't know. We have to ask them. We have to look at their ledgers, the portfolio. Oh, my God.
All right.
I think they might have done a spot for Rasoy at some point. Suck it.
Yeah, I think I heard that.
That was a good one.
Rasoy.
Yeah, that was just that was only a 15-second job, though. That was a small one. Oh, God.
All right, so should we move on then?
I would say so.
All right, what's our next topic, lads?
Mm. Well, normally I'm, brimming over with topics.
Yeah.
But and that's the case today,
usually
too.
Usually they're offensive as well.
You know what? I'm not going to make the Knobcast all about me, so I'm just going to hand it over to Ed.
That seems reasonable.
Okay.
Ed, you've got quite a stack of paperwork over there filled with topic ideas.
Filled, yeah. I wouldn't say filled.
Well.
Some of it's old stuff.
Well, when you break one out, make sure that it's good quality topics, not shitty topics.
The best thing about this show is that we can repeat old stuff again. And nobody would really notice.
Nobody knows.
What?
Yeah.
How would that work?
Well, it works like this. If people don't listen to the show,
they won't
everything
know it's being
seems
repeated.
New.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some genius ideas then that I want to talk about.
Oh, my God.
Yeah? Breeding program?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, really. You could do it.
No.
I don't think anyone's listening to Series 1, Episode 3.
According to you, yeah, that's what we had our most comments. So, but I think it was the hydrogen cars.
You know what we should do? Hydrogen cars is good. What we should do is do a Knobcast trivia quiz questionnaire type thing.
Interesting.
We could either do it live on the Knobcast or post it up on the site. And, we'd ask our Knob trivia and see how many... questions people can get right. Who wins that?
Interesting.
And I don't know what the prize would be.
Yeah, but the problem is if it's not done in real time,
then
all they have to do is go back and listen to the Knobcast.
That's not a bad idea.
Over again.
But how could we do it in real time?
That's okay.
Well, we'd have to take callers.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Have to work that out for Series 3.
It's probably more likely that it will be posted up on the website.
Yeah.
I got to say, Series 3 is shaping up to be... a bombshell of a series. I mean, just fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, things are going to be written, songs are going to be written, skits are going to be written.
Wow. Yeah.
Dancing naked girls.
Hmm.
All kinds of shit.
All kinds, yeah. Catering.
I can't wait. Catering. I can't wait, I tell you, till series three rolls out.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
Right.
The only thing, actually, the only...
Series two is a bust, but series three is going to be great.
No way, man. Kicks ass.
I think we were doing pretty good.
Yeah.
With series two.
I agree. But I just had a thing that crossed my mind the other night. I was watching David Letterman, and one of my favorites was on, Paris Hilton.
Oh.
Oh.
And I was looking at her, and
would
I was
you
like,
or wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I was looking at her, and like she had like a really long nose, and she just looked different, you know. But I was like, I'm like, that reminds me. I remember Greg at one point had said something about he prefers that there's something different or unique about the woman. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if this applied to Ms. Hilton, you know, because she's not fantastic looking, but she's very famous, and she's like a very polarizing figure. People hate her, people love her, you know.
I think it's hard to sort of separate her personality and her exploits.
Yeah.
You know, from just how she looks as a human being, you know what I mean? Because I think, like, if you saw her and there was no background, you didn't know anything about her, you'd say, oh, she's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't say she's gorgeous or phenomenal, but you'd say, oh, that's a pretty girl.
Right.
I think.
Okay. Good. That's good.
But I think it's so intermingled with her persona that it's hard to separate the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd do her, I think.
Right.
Probably just blowjob, though.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Really?
Well, yeah, because who knows where she's been.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
I'm with you in being able to separate the personality from how she looks. I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
Still do her, though.
Well, you would do. That wasn't the main question of would you do Paris Hilton, but
she
it was just an interesting...
She couldn't talk, though. I think that would be a prerequisite.
While you were doing it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or beforehand.
Now, as a confirmed Minge man, would you dive in there? Or
I don't know.
Because remember what I said earlier about you don't know where she's been?
I do, yeah. Yeah.
It's like two things conflicting in you. Like, I love my man.
But I bet you would, though.
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, this is a hypothetical world, so I can say anything I want, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, with the proper protection. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
what,
disinfectant
like
afterwards?
A vaginal condom?
A tongue Johnny?
You know who I do like, though?
No.
Sort of exotic in the way that Paris Hilton is the face, but much more lovelier. Is Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump.
Huh.
Gorgeous.
I haven't seen her enough.
I don't think I've seen her enough either.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you should check her out.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous, voluptuous, nice set of baps. Yeah.
Okay.
Big fan. And intelligent, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I will have to check that out.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to.
But I thought, yeah, I mean, just the thing with Paris Hilton, though, was
big feet.
People hate her. People like big feet.
I hear she's got big feet.
She might have big feet. She's kind of lanky, tall and lanky.
Yeah.
Shouldn't matter, though, really, should it?
But
well,
people hate her. Like, oh,
you know,
know
what
like,
you
well,
like to do with toes.
What?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, now.
Go ahead.
Go on. What does Greg
it's
like to do
me,
with toes?
It's not me, it's Greg.
Oh. Anyway, all I was going to say is people hate her, but it's like the only reason she's famous is because people... care. People pay attention to what she does.
And that was your topic.
What, well, you know, you're disinterested, so I'm not even going
to
go
but
forward.
But why do
so
they pay attention
any,
to what she
sense.
Does, though?
That's I don't know. I don't know. But people get mad. Like, why is she famous? It's like, well, she gets famous because there's a bunch of fucking morons in this country that have nothing better to do.
Now we're getting somewhere.
But wonder about what the fuck Paris Hilton is doing out on the weekends.
Now, yep.
Right?
She was
that's
famous.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yep.
She was famous as a socialite, but then right. she became infamous after she made that movie or
sex tape.
That sex tape,
yeah,
got out there,
right?
So that really,
and now people have forgotten about that, and they still whatever.
I don't know
it's
if
just
they
she,
have.
Well, maybe I don't mean haven't. I don't mean forgotten about it completely, but I mean moved on past it to the point where, you know, she's still famous for nothing.
And I can see why Greg said blowjob. Because I've seen the video and...
Oh, is that right? Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Well, I wasn't saying it because of any special technique.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
What is it with you and famous internet sex footage? Like, you refuse to watch Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah.
You refuse to watch Paris Hilton.
Well, I refused to watch Two Girls, One Cup. I didn't refuse to watch Paris Hilton. I just never got around to it.
I can't understand your mentality.
Well, I forget.
Why wouldn't you watch Two Girls, One Cup?
I forget a lot of things.
Yeah, you do.
Sounds a bit gay to me.
Jesus. No,
not gay. not gay. That's going to be a new segment for Series 3, right?
Gay or not gay?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Andy with could MC
Andy.
That one.
With our host, Andy. Andy will be our host for Gay or Not Gay.
Not gay. Gay.
God.
So that was your topic then. I'm not too impressed with
it. Where
did
it go?
With you.
Oh, fuck you, sir. Kiss my ass.
So what was the topic again?
Yeah, I don't even think there was
one. Did Greg think Paris Hilton was good looking? Because I saw her on Letterman.
Oh, no, so not doable, just good looking.
No, I didn't. You guys are the perverts.
She's actually pretty in the regular sense. She doesn't have that quirk that you would need, you know, to think someone's.
But she's
like,
got a big, long, slender nose.
It's not that.
It is, though.
It's not that long.
I saw it the other night.
I quite like her face, though. If I could separate her from her personality, I do. Yeah, I like that different kind of look.
Yeah.
I don't think it's so different. I think it's like a socialite face.
Right. Whatever that is.
Chiseled cheekbones.
Right. $100
long, straight
bills
nose.
Dripping out of it.
Jesus.
Gold coins falling out her nostrils.
Now that's a topic. I mean, would you guys marry for money?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
A wealthy heiress you wouldn't marry?
No.
Are you serious?
Well, I mean, not solely for that. No. No way.
Why not?
Because I don't know. I guess I wouldn't. If I couldn't get along with her, it would drive me crazy.
I don't think
if
so.
If some woman had loads and loads of cash,
yeah,
and she said, "Oh, why don't you be my husband?"
Right,
and you can have access to all this money.
Could I have access to her minge?
If you want, I don't know. Maybe. Hmm. Probably.
Of course, you're her husband.
Yeah, you're the husband. So
really?
Yeah. I guess
okay.
at least at the beginning.
At the beginning?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would.
What?
It seems a bit shallow, Greg.
So, Greg, you would.
My God, yes. All right.
How's that working out for you?
No, what I'm just saying is if you had the opportunity and there was...
Oh, come in, heiress. You're looking for Greg? Yeah, come on up.
I'm just saying, hypothetically, if some chick is worth $100 million...
Well, there's another one.
Jesus.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you see what I'm saying? She's worth $100 million, and you're going to marry her. It's just like Anna Nicole Smith marrying that 90-year-old billionaire or whatever.
So you're like Anna Nicole Smith, then?
Well, in the sense that, I mean, wouldn't you want to be a kept man, for God's sake? Of course, I think, yeah.
Well, bit emasculating.
What do you mean?
Not at
man.
All. I'm rolling in money. A kept man. I sit on the couch. I eat bonbons, and
yeah,
once in a while I service her, and I've got all this money when
no,
she.
No, because
dies.
You'd be expected to go to balls. You'd be expected to go out to gala events and intermingle with the public.
Yeah, that's a tough
and
life.
And you would have
real
to,
tough.
What are you talking tough. About? You don't even leave your house.
Well, there's no money
the same
in it.
Thing. Why does he need all that money when he's going to sit on the couch eating bonbons?
Right.
Because they're going to be high-class
bonbons. Yeah.
Well, when she's died off.
Gold-filled bonbons.
Yeah.
You know, then the inheritance will be mine, and I'll be free to travel the world with millions and millions of dollars while you guys are scraping a living out.
Right,
you know, and
doing whatever.
Maybe you have a water cooler with gold flakes in it.
Yeah.
Nice.
So what about in a little yippy dog that you can carry around on your man purse? So is this an older woman? You said an heiress, so I would assume that that means a young woman.
Yeah.
So you, and you said wait till she dies off. Well, that's going to be, that could be 60 years. Oh,
so would you marry an heiress or a very rich woman that was, say, in her 70s?
Yeah.
Loads of money.
Yeah, I would.
80s.
Yep.
Okay.
The higher the age, the more chance they are going
to
die.
Required to have sex with her.
Ugh. That's a tough one.
It's a lot of money, Greg.
Is she giving or receiving?
Bonbons.
Bonbons, Greg. Gold-filled bonbons.
If she's giving, maybe.
Dust muff and bonbons.
If her vagina...
I'm coming, Sandy. Yeah, what?
If her vagina puffs into dust at first attempt at lovemaking,
yeah,
then it's probably too old.
Then you think it's over right. At that point?
So you mean...
Stick to the stimulating conversation?
Right. You have to try it out first before committing to the marriage.
Oh, all right, I think this is getting out of control.
You brought it up.
I'm just saying yes. If we cut out all the bullshit, yes, marry for money.
No, there has to be bullshit.
No, there doesn't.
No, you got to bring in all the what-ifs that weigh in your choice.
All right, if the heiress is a young girl like Paris Hilton,
yeah,
I think I could stand to marry her if I have a great lifestyle that I'm living. Like,
would it trouble you if she was out banging other dudes?
Why would it?
Every night?
I'm not marrying her for love.
Okay,
true.
And if it's an old woman, then yeah, I'll marry her as well because she'll probably kick off soon and then leave me the inheritance.
Okay. What would happen if she didn't?
Well.
And you were stuck with her for 7 years.
I could do 7 years standing on my head if it nets me $50 million.
No, but I'm saying if you did 7 years and then at the end you found out, oh, shit, I'm out of it.
Oh, you mean if I didn't get it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
There'd have to be some secure way of managing up, that. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay, I'm definitely in there, right? I'm definitely in there. At least 50%? Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
That would suck.
Yeah. That would really suck. Oh, man.
Well, I guess it's the same question. Like, would you guys like go to jail for 7 years if you could come out $50 million richer?
Oh, man, that's another good one.
Would that be anal rape?
Yeah, depending on the prison, yeah.
For Andy, there would be anal rape. And
then he would definitely
so much.
Do it.
Right, nice.
Ooh. Sign me up.
Was that a gay joke?
Sign you up to anally rape?
No, that's what he would say. That's what he would say. 50 million, 7 years of rape, sign me up.
It's a picture of you.
Right. Oh. Yeah, it depends on the prison.
But on the flip side... wouldn't you marry a mail order bride from some Eastern European country that had not a cent to her name?
What country?
Poland.
Ooh.
Bulgaria.
Is she gorgeous?
Yeah, you picked her.
She's what you consider gorgeous.
Then yes,
it's mail order. You got to choose which one it was.
Yeah, then yeah.
Yeah,
you Poland. Would. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we've established that your money.
Player.
You're married for money.
Yep.
And you'll marry for no money.
For
as
lust.
As long as the girl is gorgeous and goes along with your every
subservient.
Whim.
Subservient.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's just sort of a plus.
Hmm.
That go along.
You heard it here, first. Greg says he'll,
the problem with those Eastern European brides is once they get to the States, they fucking become American citizens or they become American... acculturated,
yeah,
and then you can't do a thing with them. They're like, oh, I want to work. I want to have my own money. I want to make my own decisions.
So I want to shop.
So you just keep her in the dome then?
Well.
Never let her out?
I don't know.
With the others in your basement?
Jesus.
That's not funny.
That's not funny.
They don't think so.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
It rubs the lotion on the skin.
Oh, Jesus. That's rough.
Oh.